flash flood can be triggered by an intense thunderstorm concentrated over certain types of terrain. This sudden burden of rain can produce large flood waves which move rapidly downstream, tearing out everything in their path. The National Weather Service cautions you, the approach of a flash flood calls for instant life-saving action, abandoning all personal property and fleeing to higher ground before the flood strikes. A second's delay can be the difference between life and death.
10 p.m. weather conditions across West Texas. At the Midland Regional Airport, under cloudy skies, temperature was 79 degrees, relative humidity 54%. Winds are from the south at 14 miles an hour, barometer 2990, and it was rising. Amarillo had a thunder shower in 61 degrees, El Paso partly cloudy, 87. Lubbock mostly cloudy, 79. San Angelo mostly cloudy, 85. Abilene mostly cloudy, 84. Repeating, 10 p.m. at Midland, cloudy, 79.
Here's a radar summary from the National Weather Service at Midland. At 10:25 p.m., a heavy thunderstorm was occurring 55 miles west of Kermit. Scattered showers and thunderstorms were located in a 55-mile wide area from 35 miles northwest of Kermit, extending on southwest of Van Horn. Movement was to the east at 10 miles an hour.
Permian Basin and Big Spring area forecast. For tonight, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of thunderstorms, low in the lower 70s, wind south 10 to 15 miles an hour, becoming southeast later tonight. Monday, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of thunderstorms, high in the mid-90s, wind southeast 15 to 25 miles an hour and gusty. Lake wind advisories will be required for the Big Spring area lakes on Monday. Monday night, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of thunderstorms, low in the upper 60s. Tuesday, partly cloudy with a slight chance of thunderstorms, high in the mid-90s. The extended forecast, Wednesday through Friday, partly cloudy days and mostly fair at night, with temperatures near seasonal normals. Highs in the low to mid-90s and lows in the upper 60s to low 70s. Here are the Southwest forecast. With the forecasted weather conditions for Monday, tonight's low and Monday afternoon's high temperature. If you're traveling to Albuquerque, you can expect fair conditions for tomorrow with a low tonight of 57 and a high tomorrow of 91. Ruidosa, partly cloudy, 42, 82. Hobbs, partly cloudy, 68, 90. Amarillo, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms, 64, 90. Lubbock, partly cloudy tomorrow, low tonight 69, high tomorrow 94. El Paso, sunny, 66, 99. Davis Mountains, partly cloudy, 58, 95. Big Bend, partly cloudy, 75, 106. Del Rio, mostly cloudy, 75, 92. San Angelo, partly cloudy tomorrow, low tonight, 74, high tomorrow, 92. Abilene, partly cloudy, 72, 95. Wichita Falls, partly cloudy, 70, 95. Oklahoma City, partly cloudy, 68, 89. Dallas-Fort Worth, partly cloudy tomorrow, low tonight, 73, high tomorrow, 91. Austin, cloudy, 73, 91. San Antonio, cloudy, 72, 90. Brownsville, cloudy, 77, 89. Houston, cloudy tomorrow, low tonight, 69, high tomorrow, 89.
Here's a summary of Texas weather. Severe thunderstorms pounded parts of northwest Texas this afternoon and evening along a warm front in the Texas Panhandle. Frontal clouds were reported near the town of Hereford, and a tornado tore the roof off a house 7 miles west of Claude. A tornado watch remains in effect for part of the Panhandle in northwest Texas until midnight tonight. In addition, flash flood warnings were issued for a number of counties in the Amarillo area due to heavy rains from the same thunderstorms. Amarillo received 3.9 inches of rain this afternoon. Elsewhere over Texas, showers and thunderstorms were scattered over the mountains of West Texas, while widely scattered thunder showers were diminishing across southeast Texas. Temperatures were still in the 80s across most of the areas of Texas this evening, except for a few rain-cooled 60s and 70s in northwest Texas. Afternoon high temperatures for today range from 75 degrees at Dalhart to 105 degrees at both Presidio and Lajitas in the Big Bend area. East and southeast breezes of 10 to 25 miles an hour prevailed over the state this evening. The forecast for Monday, mostly cloudy skies. Monday morning will give way to partly cloudy skies in the afternoon across the eastern two-thirds of the state. Fair skies are expected over the western sections of the state Monday. Widely scattered thundershowers will pop up again along the coastal plains during the afternoon. Highs Monday will again climb into the 80s and 90s statewide, except near 104 in Big Bend.
When a lightning bolt strikes the ground, the soil acts as a conductor and the current continues in the ground. Ditches and other depressions may attract and concentrate this ground current. Your National Weather Service warns, if you are in the open or feel the electrical charge, that is, your hair stands on end or your skin tingles, lightning may be about to strike. Crouch down immediately, making as small a target as possible, but do not lie down on the ground.